Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Zero Emissions Corsa E with a range of up to 337 kilometres, it's simply electric.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Research from NUI Galway as part of a global study has found that targeted messaging is key to getting populations to follow public health guidelines. And after half a year of observing physical distancing, working remotely and wearing masks, one of the starkest realities from the research is that we've evidence that fatigue is really setting in. It won't come as good news to NPHET or the government with further restrictions looming in the coming days. Dr. Hannah Durand is eye care collaborator and behavioural science researcher at NUI Galway, and she joins us on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So with the new restrictions looming, it puts a different slant on the research that you're presenting today. How do we get people to buy in this time round if they're already struggling and if they're already fatigued?
Absolutely, Claire. You know, I don't think any of us slept well last night with all this uncertainty, and my heart really goes out to business owners in particular who feel like they can't plan ahead until the government comes out and makes a recommendation one way or another. I think what's really crucial is that the government comes out with their decision quickly, and when they do that, that their communication is crystal clear on what people are expected to do. The reality is that we can't adhere to a set of restrictions if we don't know what they are. So this gap between NPHET's recommendation and the government ultimately making a decision, it's worrying, because that anxiety that people are feeling now may cause people to disengage with the messaging, particularly if they feel they don't really know what is actually being asked of them and what the implications of this decision ultimately will be for individuals on the ground.
Have you found that there is a link between lack of clarity, leaking of information, and then ultimately people's behaviour when they do get the solid message?
So it's not something that we've looked at specifically within this study, but I think the reality is we can't adhere to recommendations if we don't actually know what they are. So we need to be clear, we need to be consistent. The highest rates of adherence are seen for behaviours where people really, really know what they need to do. Hand washing, for example, I think the government did a really good job of outlining how long we're supposed to wash our hands for, gave recommendations about how to track that, how often we're supposed to wash our hands. Whereas for measures like restricting movements, for example, people are a lot less clear about what that means. So adherence to those kinds of restrictions are lower as a result. So clarity is key.
In terms of your research then, what works? Threats of arrest, fines, or simply explaining to people? I mean, what is the best strategy to get people on side?
So what we're seeing in our data is that threats of arrest, fines, and even quarantine don't appear to work. In fact, they were consistently rated as the least likely to persuade people to adhere to recommendations. What appears to work best is reinforcing people's behaviours. So we need to show people evidence that their adherence to the guidelines is actually achieving the desired effect, that we are slowing the spread of COVID-19 in the community, and that what people are doing is working. We also need to make very clear information about how COVID-19 is spread. There's still some misconception there about just how easily COVID-19 is transmitted. So people need to know just how easy it is to transmit this disease in the community and see evidence that what they're doing is helping to slow that spread.
It's interesting that you say that, because we all saw the reaction last week to that diagram where we saw one couple going out for the weekend, going to somebody's house, going for dinner, and then the resulting 30 cases. And that seemed to really hit home with many of us.
Absolutely. I think that's a really good strategy that's been implemented in the recent press conferences, and something that the government needs to kind of keep emphasising. Because if we don't have a good picture of how this disease is transmitted, it's really hard to translate that into our own behavioural practice. So those kinds of narratives with very clear visual data is really helpful for getting people engaged.
What about young people? Have we lost the younger generation when it comes to the messaging?
I think young people have been hit really hard by this pandemic, and, you know, I think it's really important that we don't sort of vilify young people out of any kind of other socio-demographic group. You know, young people are much more likely to be working in low-paid jobs where they have to deal with the public and they can't necessarily control the distance between them and other people. So I think that might partly explain why we're seeing higher numbers among young people. I don't think it's a case that young people aren't concerned about COVID, but I think they're in quite a difficult position financially, but also with regards to mental health. I think young people have been very isolated over the last number of months. You know, we see students now having to switch to online lectures. That's really challenging for young people, and I think that needs to be acknowledged. You know, this narrative that young people aren't concerned about COVID, that they don't care because they feel they're at low risk, is really not helpful, and I think it's not accurate. The majority of young people are adhering to the guidelines just as well as everybody else. But we need to support young people, you know, financially and in terms of mental health supports as well.
Dr. Hannah Durand at the NUI Galway, a behavioural science researcher. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Now it's time to go to the newsroom and to Brian Jennings.